Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thotas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Dang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
Hey everyone, quick trigger warning. There is a moment toward the end of the podcast where we do discuss self-harm and suicidal ideation. So this is a trigger warning to you. If you're uncomfortable with that, then please, please, please take care of your mental health. My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, Bob and Colleen, they make amends.
We talk about rap music.
And we find out what made Bob the Drag Queen say this.
Bitch, I know you can hear me talking. And we find out what made Kevin Burton say this.
Ooh. Would you take a bullet for me? And we're back.
I mean, we are back. This is another episode, so we are technically back. You ever feel like there's a booger in your nose? Like you
yes.
feel it, but then you keep like...
And then you don't want to dig your nose because people are in public like, is this nigga digging his nose?
I was on Omegle last night.
Omegle.
Okay. So do you remember Chat Roulette?
Yes.
Well, now it's called Omegle. There's like a new one.
Oh, I've seen this. And I've seen the TikTokers when they like go on it and they like, oh my God, did anyone recognize you?
One lady did recognize me.
Lady. So you're saying she's old?
No, lady doesn't mean old.
Lady denotes
lady
an older lady.
Lady does not denote age.
Okay. So you would see... A 17-year-old girl and be like, oh, the lady. No, you would say
I would say this young lady.
Young lady. But not. Yeah. But you said lady. You didn't say young lady. You said lady.
Well, she was a lady.
When you say lady, I think 35 and older.
That's not.
For you.
Not where, yeah, we're talking about our own, to you. We're talking about our own perspectives. And to me, lady does not denote age. Lady is more about the way you carry yourself. So say someone says,
well, yes.
Someone's like, well, she's a lady.
Yes, Kate Middleton, Meghan Markle, those are ladies. Like in that.
No. Someone's like, I mean, I don't agree with these words. If someone's like, be a lady, they're not saying grow up and act a certain age. They're saying be dignified. You can be like a 50-year-old, like no respect for nobody. You're not a lady.
I know what the colloquial term has become for lady, but I mean, when you, anyone in the world, when you think of lady, you think of someone mid-30s
older. Not anyone, you.
Comment down, please comment below if y'all agree with that.
They won't.
You always say that, and then they don't. And they do.
That's not true. Just like when you said everyone wants Survivor, and everyone was like, bitch, we don't want that fucking show.
That's not true.
We did three options. It was literally dead last, which I told you was going to happen. And you're like, they're dying for it.
Okay, I did not say they were dying for it.
They're just going crazy.
I said that.
They're out in the streets murdering people.
I said that a lot of people want to watch Survivor. Yes, it was not the overwhelming
majority.
But it was a lot of people still.
Dead last.
How many people was it? Which is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but
a lot
compared to what? How many folks can fit on a New York City subway car? Yeah, sure. It was a lot compared to that, but a lot compared to the other two. We got a special guest. A lot compared to the other two, it was the least. And you always be swearing people be saying stuff. You make up
and
things
the fans,
people say in the comments. And they don't.
In the Patreon, like, for example, with the Australian accent, after the podcast, we argued about it again. People came out saying, Bob, yeah, Monet was right for me.
That's, like, literally the one time. You also were like, everyone said Bob knows nothing about culture. That literally,
That one I was just fucking with.
And
you.
This one also, uppity. Everyone gathered you
on Uppity. Okay. First of all, I did not say people. I literally said for me. I said growing up and literally all the people.
We always say
I say all the people who grew up in the Caribbean who are from that diaspora, they were like, I agree with Monet. I did not grow up with that word being bad. But all the Black Americans said, oh yeah, girl. So I was right. The people who have come from my experience don't have that experience with the word.
You grew up in the Caribbean, but you also grew up in Brooklyn. You also grew up in Atlanta.
But exactly.
Nigga, you did not live in the Caribbean until you were 21 and then move here. Don't act like you're not American.
Okay.
You ain't fucking American.
I am American, but growing up, your informative years between 0 and 10, a lot of stuff like that is when
what about 11 when through that fucking,
learned behavior?
Through 43.
Bitch, first of all, you're closer to 43 than me, so I don't
closer,
even get
closer.
I don't even get
but
the
not
joke.
Close.
I didn't even get the joke.
Closer, but not close.
Oh my God, you are so ridiculous. Do you want to tell everyone what you said about Colleen today?
Oh,
be honest.
Well, I had some interactions with some other cats who shall remain nameless, but they're misbehaved bad cats. And I said, I walked in, me and Colleen were talking, and Monday I was like, I wasn't talking to you. I said, Colleen, you know, I've had some interactions with some other cats who were
nefarious.
And it's really, I've grown to appreciate you. And I don't think she's going to try to attack me anymore.
She will not. Colleen does not attack.
I have not flinched once since I've been here. Can I say that when I went to Assad's house?
Assad's cat, what's the cat name? Killer?
Chicken.
Killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer? Charles Manson.
Assad's cat is particularly a pretty mean cat. It's not a nice cat.
You know the cat's famous.
Yeah, because she's the guy who was Lucifer.
Yikes.
You don't know how that cat identifies.
Neither do you.
Do not try to push your gender norms on that cat.
But why would you do yours though? Why'd you say she?
Because we've had personal conversations. That cat has spoken with Colleen, and they have had conversations about gender.
First of all, Colleen would be full of scratches and a hood bitch. She hung out with Chicken. Kind of come back with attitude. I don't gotta listen to you.
So I was hanging out
with Chicken. I don't gotta listen to you.
Assad's cat Chicken sent Assad's dog to the hospital.
Yes.
Because she like he swiped at
bitch, Assad's cat is a crip.
I mean, we're in LA, girl. So
Assad's cat was like, what's up?
No, Bloods. Bloods are LA.
Crips are LA. Yeah, the Crip Walk.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Yeah. But okay, work.
There probably are some Bloods hanging out here. Not in my neighborhood.
Girl, have you ever been tempted to be in a gang?
Not even once. When I was younger, there was a movie called The Peanut Butter Gang. It was like a gang where they do good stuff. And I wanted to be in that gang.
Good stuff like what?
It was like a charity group where they go around like fixing things. They were kind of tough. I also don't know if I made up Peanut Butter Gang or if that was really the name of it. I think that was the name of it.
I've never heard of it.
You look up Peanut Butter Gang, babe.
Was it like on TV or something?
It was like a Disney straight to VHS fantasy.
Oh, a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
And I remember like wanting to be in that. And I also kind of wanted to be in, do you remember, who is the prettiest? Shownuff? It was like a black karate movie. And the main.
The Last Dragon?
Is that the Last Dragon?
It probably is The Last Dragon. That is an iconic black film. If you are black and you've seen The Last Dragon,
yeah,
take your black ass home.
So I used to want to be in a gang like Shownuff.
Yeah.
But it was also karate and...
Now that I'm...
And when he got the glow?
Yeah. So. Now that I'm in LA, I want to... Okay, so I'm a big... Which, Bob...
Keto?
No. I will say, we had keto pizza the other day. It was really good. But also, the keto pizza is I like thin crust pizza. So I really jive with the cauliflower almond...
I really jive. Turkey, I'm jiving with this. I don't know, something funny what you say. I jive.
Well, that's to show how you're not up on your lingo, because now we're bringing back old lingo like jive to the vernacular.
Well, let's go down to the Nickelodeon and catch a good movie.
Oh, my God. Speaking of one of your little legend people, this bitch.
Carol.
Have you seen that video of her on the plane? And there's those two black guys on the plane. And they're like, man, Scooby-Doo back. And she's like.
Speaking Josh?
Yeah. And then the flight attendant comes by and she's like, I don't know. And Carol Channing goes, excuse me. I know how to speak jive. And she goes, I was like, this is uncomfortable to watch. I cannot.
One second, baby. I can speak jive. Give me a second. I can make your party hot. I can make your body rock. Bitches say they fucking with me. Chances are they're probably not. Who's speaking Japanese, hit them with karate chops.
If you're going to Drag Race, you should know Carol Channing as a character. It's really, you know, good.
What? And it might be iconic. What were you talking about before that really got me high? You sat down at the table and said something that really annoyed the piss out of me. And then we started talking about back and forth.
I don't remember.
You remember because you just asked that.
I don't remember.
No, because you were, Monet got a landline.
Oh, I got a landline. Yeah, I got a landline. I miss talking on the phone.
And then she asked me if I miss talking on the phone. I said, no. I mean, I talk on the phone all the time.
Yeah, you love the phone.
I don't miss talking about a landline.
I love landlines.
And then I asked, and Monet said, well, your phone, you never have to worry about your phone dying, but it's a wireless phone.
Yeah.
So you do have to worry about it dying.
But it has a cord.
And then Monet said, you can plug it in. And I was like, yeah, your cell phone.
Yeah, that's what
you
said.
You can also plug in your cell phone.
Yeah.
And it will literally never die. So what's the difference between your cordless phone and a cell phone?
Because no one has that number. So
but who the fuck are you talking to?
I'm probably gonna give it to you.
But you're not calling your house phone.
And I'm gonna block you on this one. So that'll be the only way of fucking reaching me, bitch.
Why would I talk to your house phone?
Because I want to.
If I want to reach you, I'm not gonna run a risk that whether or not you're home. I'm calling the main line.
You know that song? Jesus on the main line. Baby. Telling what you want.
Babe, we didn't sing that much.
Did you ever shout in church?
No, but I used to kind of do some of these. I definitely engaged in this. I also went to a white church for like 3 years.
Oh God, so, Hillsong, very that.
So when I went to the white church, because I was going to church by myself, and I just literally went to the nearest church to me. It's called Barron Baptist.
How old were you?
This was maybe like 7th to 10th grade.
And you went by yourself?
Every Sunday and every Wednesday. I went through a religious phase. I told you, I went through a very religious phase.
Gag.
And we used to sing. So I used to go. So up until then, I went to the black churches. And then my mom just kind of stopped going to church. She's going to hate that I said that. She's back in and out. anyway, so I was going to, and I started hearing all these white people praise songs. Because I was listening to like Shirley Caesar. And all
that stuff. Looking for that miracle.
But then I started hearing.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Not done yet.
I'm so glad you came to stay. Oh, we about to go off. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Not after.
Why did you know that white praise song?
It's a deal. Well, because see, the black church would take the white songs and put mad flavor and mad sass on in them. They got real wild.
You came, a trap beat, you came from heaven to...
Do you know what I can never jive with?
What?
Christian... Oh my God.
Yeah, listen to jive.
I use the word jive. It's part of, you know, I use it all the time. Why
bitch, is recent.
No. This is how Bobby putting on
you
me.
You vibe with. You just started jiving. You've been vibing for a while. You just started jiving.
This is how Bobby putting on. I've been saying jive for at least a solid.
You're just never on the air.
I said it.
Your little secret jiving. You, on your phone that no one has a number to. Jiving spice.
I cannot stand Christian rappers. It's always so corny to me, no matter how good they are.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to get emotional. I was in the car today driving, and I almost started crying.
Why?
Listening to old Kanye. I felt really bad about what happened with him.
Yeah.
And then I got to the song Jesus Walked, which is like a massive, it was a club bop Christian song.
This is true.
Like it was.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, Kanye West used to be it.
And I really feel like we'll talk about this in a while, but like this is the really bad side of cancel culture where we're not taking into account this man's mental health.
But he's not canceled. I mean, like socially, Kanye West is.
This nigga is canceled.
No.
Do you remember when Donald
running for
hanging
president?
Out with Donald Trump? No, before that, when he went to go hang out with Donald Trump.
Yes,
when
all that stuff. Stairs,
when he went to the White House, when he ran for president and said that Harriet Tubman never freed the slaves.
Yeah, but people are still buying. Like Kanye's music is not canceled. Kanye, people are still.
Okay, being canceled doesn't mean no one sees you. For example, Jeffree Star has been canceled 99 times, but he still sells more makeup than MAC Cosmetics.
True, but I'm saying, it sounded like you were going to, like, no one cares about anymore. But I was like, I think people still actively care about it.
But it's like he's canceled. When I say canceled, which is a problematic term in and of itself, but it means like he's put on the list of naughty people. He's on Santo's naughty list.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't think we're taking into account like his mental health, being taken advantage of by all these people around him, what he probably went through with. I think he seems to be a little like neurodivergent a little bit. This is not a diagnosis. I do not know that, but right. he kind of reminds me of my uncle who is. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he also lost his mother very publicly.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot to go through. And I was listening to All Falls Down, and I was like...
Such a good song. Selena Johnson, who sang the hook on that.
You know her.
So good. Yeah.
They do her
fuck the police. That's how I treat them. We buy way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need it. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Because that made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why Shorty Hollis, where the ball is at. Drug dealers buy drug crack, hit by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that.
I'm like, this is
good.
And the white man get paid off for all
good.
But I ain't even gonna act. What did it say? I went to Jacob's with 25,000 before I had a house, and now I do it again. I wanna be on 106 in Park pushing a bit. I wanna act baller ripping like it's all terrific. I got a couple of passes to business. I wanna get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We also cunt. I'm just the first to admit it. Let's take a break.
Yes, he's good. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back-
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Madonna is an American icon in more ways than one. She's the embodiment of the American dream, a woman from humble beginnings who transformed herself into the material girl and became not only the biggest pop star on the planet, but a movie star and the world's number one trendsetter. On an all-new season of Wondery's Even the Rich, hosts Brooke Sifrin and Arisha Skidmore-Williams tell the rags-to-riches story of how Madonna became the queen of pop. What makes Madonna remarkable is that she stayed on top for four decades. While countless other pop stars came and went, she was able to reinvent herself and stay relevant. And she did that by surprising her fans and the world again and again. Brooke and Arisha bring you the true and shocking story about one of the biggest celebrities the world has ever known. But before she was known to the world as Madonna, she was just a scrappy girl. Now, I'm a diehard Madonna fan. I thought I knew everything there was to know about her, but this podcast spilled tea I didn't even know. And if you've been a fan of Madonna for 4 years or even 4 minutes, you will enjoy this podcast. Listen to the latest season of Even the Rich, The Making of Madonna on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus on the Wondery app. Wondery, feel the story. There are hundreds of companies out there claiming to compare auto and home insurance rates, but there's only one who actually does it. Get a better insurance with Gabby. And I know it because I've done it. Gabby is the one true comparison platform with fast, verifiable quotes, not ballpark guesses. Use your current policy to find a better policy, comparing your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started. It's free, and they only show policies that are on the same or better than your current coverage. Many of them are at a lower price. Gabby customers can save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/rivalry. That's GABI.com/rivalry. Gabby.com/rivalry. Listen, sometimes making choices can be very, very difficult. I've had to make some extreme career choices with my life. Sometimes am I gonna go on tour? Am I gonna do music? Am I gonna focus on my comedy? Sometimes having something extra makes the choice a little bit easier. Visi stands out by having something all other hard seltzers don't. Antioxidant vitamin C. Extracted from acerola cherry, a superfruit with 30 times more vitamin C per cup than an orange. Now there are plenty of hard seltzers to choose from, but with four bold and refreshing natural flavors and antioxidant vitamin C, Visi makes the choice a lot easier, and it's a lot tastier. You can add pineapple mango, cherry black lime, strawberry kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate. Now Monet loves the pineapple mango flavor. It's great by itself, but it's also amazing in cocktails too. Visi is refreshing, it tastes great, and it never hurts to add a little bit of vitamins and antioxidants into the mix. And at about 5% alcohol beverage content, 100 calories and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can, every sip of Visi is more exhilarating. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Visi. To find out where you can purchase Visi, go to VisiHardSeltzer.com/rivalry. That's VisiHardSeltzer.com/rivalry. Let's be 21 or older.
And we're back. For real this time. We recently met some girls from season 13. Yeah. And they, one of them in particular, proceeded to gather Bob together. They're like, Bob, why do you hate me? That shit
was... Guess who it was.
That shit was so funny.
Confronted. And I, but also I didn't like, I wasn't like, no, I was like, I said, I don't hate you. I think you're really talented. I think you're really great.
Yeah.
And then I was talking about how, like, I understand it. And Monet was like, you know, it is interesting because during season 10, I was not team Mo, and that Monet was like, it bothered me, but it's like, it's not when you're on the show. You don't hear what you hear.
Oh, yeah.
2 years after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I always tell people, like, I don't want to be on the phone. I keep it real. That's like, I think that's cheesy, and that's like a way to just abuse people and act like it's your personality. But I will say, like, I don't lie. I don't want to Utica and be like, you're gonna be great, and then look at the camera and be like, you're gonna go home. But also tell people when I give a comment, you know it's real.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this is my first time.
Everything about the bitches ride. My resume, the font is tight.
Meeting some of the girls, like I loved. This is my first time ever meeting Gigi. Or first time ever meeting Simone. I really like
Gigi
girls.
Would be taller. I thought Simone would be shorter.
I was like, who is? She was so tall.
She's tall. La, 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 la. I mean, she's like probably 6 feet or 5'11". No,
she's like my height. She's 5'11". I thought she was like 5'5".
Okay. Legit. No. I legit thought she was gonna be like Shangela's height. I was positive she was gonna be Shangela's height.
I felt like
Shangela was like 5'6".
I felt like 5'8", 5'9", something like that.
I was like.
I thought Gigi was gonna be like 6'2".
I thought we'd be eye to eye.
Which is a testament to her, because that means that she really knows how to make herself look tall in her the way her mom constructs her garment.
Drag Simone. Drag Simone. Y'all heard this shit? We found out who confronted who.
Also, every time we do something, they're like, oh, they're gonna bomb over there again. They're gonna talk shit about us on their podcast.
Which gets
like, we don't talk shit about people.
I mean, we're
well, the girl that confronted you is known for being one of the fiercest white rappers in New York City.
Self-employed social media rap star is the term I believe you're looking for.
And rap is something, honestly, as a kid, I didn't love rap. As I've gotten older, I've started to appreciate rap. My brother is a huge Jay-Z fan. Like every album, everything, every Jay-Z, 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 literally blasting.
A black Jay-Z guy from Brooklyn like Jay-Z? I don't believe.
Your brother loves Jay-Z.
What does Raven say? A black guy from Jay-Z, from Brooklyn like Jay-Z? I couldn't believe it.
What was the actual thing though?
It was Mimi, I'm first in the fan vote. I couldn't believe it. Well, guess what, Mimi? I did.
Yeah, so I always loved female rappers. Like Eve was my queen. Like when I was like 12, 13, Eve's album Scorpion is one of the best female rap albums I have ever heard in my life.
I wanted to get my hair one of.
But wait, what?
One of the best female rap albums. So I'm like, contemplating that thought you just said. Eve Scorpion was one of the best female rappers.
But you said, whoa, baby.
And I was like, what? And I was like,
no, Bobby, you literally started, you're losing it.
What?
Bob, you started, you were like, I wanted to get my hair.
Well, because I was saying it. I was saying, you know the thing where you talk, listen to them, but you're just preparing your next thing to say?
Uh-huh.
I was preparing my next
thing to say. No, I don't do that. I actively listen to what you're saying.
You just did it anyway. See how you answered, then you went back? You know, it's like you answered the question, then you went back. And anyway, I love when you prove me right away. What I was going to say was I wanted to get my hair like Eve. Okay. But I said it was like Cisco because I didn't want people to think I was gay.
Oh.
Which is funny because everyone thought Cisco was gay.
I mean, is he not?
No, Cisco's not gay.
He's straight.
Allegedly.
Word.
Apparently.
Oh, this allegedly, your word of the week. Is your word of the week? Is your word of the week? Your word of the week?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, what I was saying was, I mean, I feel like a great, okay, The Cookbook is.
By who? Who's that? The Cookbook? The Cookbook, who is that?
Missy fucking Misdemeanor Elliott.
When everyone was...
The cookbook had music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. You know what she got?
A cute face,
chubby waist, thick legs, in shape, rump shaking both ways.
Make you do a
double take. Head rock a show, stop a phone, drop a head, knock a beat. Scarlet tail, drop a do my thing. Motherfucker, Rolls Royce,
Lamborghini,
Blue Medina, always beaming. Ragtop, chrome pipes. I mean, she's so good. And even though she's just dancing, but they used to like impose her face.
Oh yeah.
But I kept being like, I remember being young.
It was
like,
her thing.
Is this supposed to be like? Are we supposed to think she's dancing?
No, I think that it was. I think it was an aesthetic choice.
But that whole her and was it?
I can send her
Sierra and Fat Man Scoop.
Oh yeah, what song was that?
There was one.
That was singing, song, yeah.
Music make you lose control. Let's go now. Let's go. Because we don't have hype men in music.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore. Hype men used to be really big.
Flavor Flav, okay, Fat Man Scoop. I think Flavor Flav is probably the most famous hype man of all time.
For sure.
So if you don't know
that, and the guy from LMFAO.
Which guy? There was two of them. They were both singing.
Oh, they were both?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
And also, they were so much later. But, like, Flavor Flav, who wore the big clock, right, because it's, what time is
it? Shea Coulee.
Shea Coulee. And then, of course, Fat Man and Scoop, and they had their own style. I think Fat Man and Scoop's voice is more iconic.
Definitely.
Because that fucking, let's go now, let's go now, let's go now, said, woo, let's go.
I think he was also a producer.
Probably.
I think it's a producer. I remember a lot of, I feel like he had like a really popular tag at some point that people used to mention all the time.
Let's go, Fat Man Scoop. He would say his name, Fat Man Scoop. He was going to say, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I think he does.
Always telling people to go, let's go.
You need to read Mariah Carey's book.
I will.
It's really good.
I've heard really great things about it.
Yeah, she talks about the time when the brat was another rapper.
The Black Tat Tat Tat, who recently came out, which is odd.
Which recently? Oh, yes, he did.
Everyone, we've been there. It was like when Jodie Foster was like, I'm what you think I am.
And we're like, girl.
It was like, a bitch, my boy. Jodie, if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the brat.
Don't confront me at Tasha Cobbs.
Remember that song the brat had? What do you like? And she had that crazy rap on it.
I should know the brat more because I'm from Atlanta. I know. But I just...
I don't think you're really from Atlanta. I think you've been lying to us this whole time.
Well, I'm from Columbus. I'm just kidding. No, I should have been into the brat more, but I was more so at that time of my life, even though they were a little bit later, into Outkast.
Outkast. They were great.
I really found something great about Andre. Because
he's very Prince-y to me.
Yeah, like if Prince was a fucking rapper.
Yeah.
And had his own flair that was just so unique. And the Speaker Box Love Below is one of the best albums.
Sonic Jackson.
I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo. No, the Speaker Box Love Below was just such a great. I think the first song that, I don't even know the first song that I got hooked on them with. They have so many great numbers that no one even like Bombs Over Baghdad.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Which, I mean, I'm not saying it's not named after me, but B.O.B. Bombs Over Baghdad
was like a protest song.
I mean, what are the lyrics? Uno, dos, tres, son. Did you ever think of Pippa Rock a microphone?
I don't know
like
that. Stuff,
that boy, and it still stays street. Big things happen every time we meet. I don't know that it's a. You know, honestly, I don't know what that song's about. I just remember I was in seventh grade, and I just loved singing.
Seventh grade, so that was probably like around 2001, and that was when we fucking invaded Iraq and started bombing Iraq.
I was in seventh grade in 1998.
And it came out then? No.
I mean, hey, Google. Hey, Google. Bitch, I know you be hearing me talking to you. What year did Outkast release Bombs Over Baghdad?
2000. So it was, dang.
Right between, I said 99, you said 2001.
Yeah, well, I guess it wasn't a thing yet, but work. Maybe they had the foresight. I'm sure America probably had interest there before, and we were doing it already, and we were like, ooh, there's a war, we should go get them.
But I remember thinking, I just remember like being obsessed, and you know, rap is regional.
Mm-hmm.
More so back then than it is now, I feel. Like, because of, like, TikTok and SoundCloud and all this stuff, you just release a song, you're just a citizen of the world. Like, you're just a person of the world. But I remember growing up and being very invested for my age, way too invested for my age, in Pac versus Biggie. Way too invested.
Oh, yeah, I was way too young for that. Way
and
too
I was
young.
In, you don't invest. I was invested.
Really? So, like, you know the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing?
Yes.
Work
every beat, every step. When fucking Biggie got shot outside Circus, all of it.
Was this in New York?
On the Vegas Strip.
Biggie got shot.
Biggie got shot in Las Vegas. Why do I know that? Why did I know that when I was young? Why do I know that Biggie got shot down in Las Vegas? That doesn't even make sense.
Oh my God, you were.
He was in a car. He got shot while he was in the car.
You were seven at this point.
I don't even remember how old I was. But
in 95. How old were you in 95?
In 1995, I was nine.
Nine. Okay.
9 years old.
That's not too bad to know that stuff.
To know about like public executions?
I mean, it was a pretty big thing for the culture. Like everyone, it was such a big.
So I was so invested. I was also really big into like Biggie was with Puff Daddy and Mace.
Yes, and I used to think Mace was so hot.
Mason Betha, I believe is his name, and Mace, I think he ended up being like a preacher or something.
Yeah, he became like a priest. Then he came back to rap like years ago, but he flopped.
He's like MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer. Hammer time.
You listen to Hammer when you're younger though, right?
I used to who?
You listen to Hammer when you were younger though, right?
No, that was way before my time.
Wait, what?
Yes. MC Hammer was like early 90s, Bob.
But you didn't like listen to it like a little bit afterwards?
No, the only song I knew was the famous one, Baby Got Back.
You know it's not MC Hammer. You're not trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Are you trying to be funny?
Who's
that's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I was confused him. Hey, MC Hammer is Hammer Time.
Well, that's a sample.
Don't stop this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Oh my God. First of all, that's a sample. Do you know who that's from?
Yes.
Who? You do not know.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let me see if you know it, bitch.
You don't know. You don't know. It's Super Freak by Rick James. It's the same song. Da-na, she's a super freak.
Super freak. Yeah.
He's super freaky.
Oh, gag.
So MC Hammer did, of course, Can't Touch This. I was a big fan of Too Legit to Quit.
I've never heard that song.
It's like I'm way too legit to quit. Like, I can't quit. I'm too legit.
We get it, Bob.
Too legit to quit. That was like, as a kid, it was really like, I was very into that. And, you know, at the time, his contemporary, believe it or not, was Vanilla Ice.
Ew.
Ice, but at the time, they were both huge. But Vanilla Ice got edged out because he got called out on MTV for stealing a song from Queen.
What song?
Under Pressure. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding, ding. But then he went on MTV and did an interview. It was like, it's not the same song. Because theirs goes, ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. And mine goes, ding, 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 ding. Ting, ding, 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 ding. See, it's not the same song.
Well, I mean, in music, there's this thing. It's like if it's less than five notes, like something between like the rhythm and the pitch, if it's less than five, something like that, then you get to pass with it. You know, Ed Sheeran had to pay Candy Burris, like, his song. Can you look it up, Jacob? His song. He had to pay Candy Burris a lot of money because he sampled Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, I think, one of his songs. And he was like...
Yeah, if you take someone's music, you got to pay for that.
I mean, he was like such a small snippet of it. And then Candy, I guess her team heard it, and they were like, this sounds like
count
our
the
shit.
Notes, count the notes. Don't go chasing water.
It's the...
He said fall. It's a rap.
No,
he said falls. It's a rap.
It's
a rap.
Like the melody in like in his Shape of You. Something he stole from Candy. He had to pay a lot of money. What do you think about this? This way, you see this way rap has evolved, which now I feel like back in like the 90s and 2000s, it was like about, it's still about great lyrics, but there was more intent. Now rappers feel like,
it's called mumble rap. Okay. So it's called mumble rap. It is a big deal.
I hate that shit.
I'm not a fan of mumble rap. There's also a thing where people rap off key, and rapping off key is part of their, not off key, off beat. Blueface did it with
Who the hell is Blueface?
Blueface does he has like one huge hit, and it's Bust Down, Tatiana.
Oh, word.
You bust down.
Yeah.
Bust it up. Now break that shit down. But his whole thing is kind of offbeat, and it kind of became like a popular song because it was kind of bad, but then people also kind of liked it. And then Nicki Minaj did the remix. I think Cardi did one. It was like great. It was just one of the, it was kind of like the hip hop version of Rebecca Black's Friday.
Gag.
Everyone kept being like, why is this rapper offbeat? This is crazy.
Gag. Isn't that so crazy?
That's what Cardi B was like. I was watching my kids, Mama Yana. Because they were like, Tatiana.
Work.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
What was it? Candy Burris?
I was, she wrote TLC's Chasing Water.
Uh-huh.
And that was sampled in
Shape of You.
Or yeah. A line in Shape of You sounds similar to that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, this is one. I found out with this mumble rapper, which this blew my mind.
What?
So you know what a cypher is?
Yeah, when all the artists get together and they, yeah.
So if y'all don't know, a cypher is like when there's like a DJ and the DJ just basically just spins a track and then like maybe like four or so rappers
mm-hmm.
get together and like just do their verses.
Nicki has a really iconic one from like 2009 that's like fucking changed the game. You need to watch, you love it.
So what ends up happening, I probably haven't heard it at this point. So what ends up happening, and it's usually just like off of beat, and then they all do the rap, and they used to do them for like, Sprite does one, XXL does a very, very famous one, Source Magazine. Did you say XXL?
XXL, baby, not XXL.
We're not talking about your clothes. XXL one, Source was one. Anyway, is Source even around anymore?
Is who?
Source magazine.
I don't think so.
Anyway, so
remember, bitch, you remember the fucking Source Awards every year? That shit used to be crazy.
And I do it again.
They used to be busted shots at the Source Awards. Anyway, wow. Okay.
So anyway, XXL has like the biggest one now. XXL has the biggest one now, uh-huh. Right? Also, that might be a original thing. You know, back when where I was from, we didn't say the 3-6 Mafia.
Is it, what's it called? 666 Mafia?
We said 666 Mafia.
But I think that's what they branded themselves as.
Yeah, bro. I'm just saying, I noticed once I left like the South, everyone was saying 3-6 Mafia. And we said 666 Mafia. They even have on a song 666 Mafia.
That's because y'all niggas is demon teas on that Atlanta show.
That's Memphis. Jesus Christ.
Memphis, Atlanta. 666
Mafia is from Tennessee. Oh my God. I might be wrong. Can you double check that? I might have made that up.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure they're from Memphis. Anyway.
Decipher.
So there is you know this rapper Lil Dicky?
What song?
Lil Dicky is this Jewish rapper.
Yes, show me him.
Who does comedy. He had a song called like...
is it the Decipher we watched and that guy was so bad on it?
I think his name is Designer.
Ew. He is so bad. It's
it was why you are designer gonna find you, girl.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God, beef him. Beef designer. Diss track.
I mean, I'll do it.
Money, don't get shot.
what if I got engaged in some crazy beef like that? What would you do for me?
Like with shooting? Like with shooting?
Would you take a bullet for me?
No. I would try to make sure you don't take the bullet. Ask me if you got involved in like something with like shooting and stuff.
Yes, Bob.
Are you asking like if we're in the middle of the shooting or are you saying you went out and you got shot at and you're coming back and you're like, let's ride?
Yes.
I'm not going. I'm not. I say this loudly and clearly. I am not ride or die. I'm not ride or die.
If I kill somebody.
Okay, now we're talking different story.
I kill somebody and I needed to hide the body. Would you help me hide the body? Are you calling the police?
For legal and practically, this is all a joke. If you killed someone, would I help you hide the body? Okay, was it an accident? This is a very important question. Was it an accident?
Okay, it was not an accident, but I was with this guy, and he's been really mean for me, and we've had a really tumultuous relationship.
Okay,
and we got into it, and he has hit me before, and I just got fed up, and I just got that motherfucker.
Was it retaliation?
Yes.
Was it premeditated?
No, it happened in a moment.
It was self defense.
Self defense.
I would tell you not to hide the body, and I would say.
Bitch, people be taking a fucking bid for self defense.
Yeah, first of all, if you're dating, you are the first suspect. Your neighbors hear you arguing all the time.
Right.
You are the first, and I don't think you and I have the skill. We're not cleaners. Okay, we don't have the skills.
You watch these movies and everyone becomes a fucking forensic scientist. They can clean a whole house.
No, exactly. But I'm not a forensic scientist. I'm a drag queen who tells jokes. But I barely clean my own house, okay? The cleaner came over. I was like, damn, I ain't gonna look like this. Because my roommate was like, let's get a cleaner. I was like, you know what? Sure, let's get a cleaner. I was like,
girl, you know what?
I look like Lisa Simpson.
This reminds me of one of my favorite songs, Love is Blind by Eve.
And it'll take over your mind.
That video.
What you think is love is truly not.
She fucked that up. If you've never seen Love is Blind, it's about Eve is rapping about her. It was a real story. A personal friend of hers was in a really abusive relationship, mm-hmm. domestic abusive.
I don't even know you and I hate you.
It's so good. And the whole video, the whole thing is so good. It's so empowering. I've watched it so many times, I just fucking cried. It's so good.
Yeah, it is a really remarkable and powerful song. Eve was great. Oh my, rest in peace to DMX.
Oh my God, DMX.
For Rough Riders. So Eve was one of the Rough Riders.
That's what they had crews.
She was the first
then.
Lady of the Rough Riders.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Outkast and CeeLo Green used to come from the, come on, name their crew. Come on, you can do this.
I don't know the Dungeon Family. I've never even heard of that.
I just said early in the rap when Big Boy said, when you come to ATL, boy, you better not hide because the Dungeon Family gonna ride.
And then Irv Gotti had one. That was like Irv Gotti, Ja Rule, Ashanti. I don't know what that group was called, though.
They had Murder Inc.
Who would I be without my baby?
I'm like, you're a murderer, but you're like, you're a grown singer. Who would I be without my baby?
Yes, mom. Murderers can sing too.
Yeah, I'm sure Charles Manson sang a tune too.
So the Rough Riders, Murder Inc., Dungeon Family. Who else?
There was Suge Knight.
What were they called?
Suge Knight, Eazy-E.
Tupac.
I don't think Tupac. They were Death Row.
Death Row.
And then
what's Biggie and them called?
Biggie. Oh my gosh, you know this. You should know this.
P. Biggie, Diddy. He's got so many names. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs.
Okay, they were the Mies. Oh my god, no, I know. Okay, they're gonna read us. Now they're gonna drag us. But yeah. I want to say I that was years ago.
Jake, can you see, you can find out.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy, Mason. And Puff Daddy, Mace, and Biggie Smalls.
And Eve was probably part of it. Not Eve. Lil' Kim was probably part of it, too.
Lil' Kim. Yeah. They were the, oh, my God.
The Powerpuff Girls.
What?
Can we start a family?
I honestly, there are some Biggie Smalls rap.
I don't think they had a name. I don't think they had a crew.
They did. Junior Mafia.
Were they Junior Mafia?
Junior Mafia. Hmm. And then now I'm saying, like, yeah, they were the Junior Mafia.
Who was the Senior Mafia?
I don't know. It was Notorious B.I.G., Aaliyah, DJ Clark.
Aaliyah.
Kid. Yeah. Noriega.
Noriega!
Lil' Kim.
What was Missy didn't have a family?
Capone, Bugsy. Yeah.
Missy didn't have a family.
No, I don't think.
Missy. She was like, I'm by myself.
And there was the Refugees. They were more of a musical group.
The Fugees, you mean?
The Fugees, yeah. They were more of a music group.
Yeah. You remember City High? What would you do if your son was at home?
Crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to put that man for a little bit of money. I'm like, wait, people doing it for money? Damn. I was doing it for the story.
Who do you think is the greatest, you know what, not even male and female. Bitch, we're not saying... All time. Who is the greatest rapper of all time to you?
You know, the person whose music I feel I've been like, oh my God, when I hear some of their lyrics, it's honestly between Kanye West and Jay-Z. Like, they're both really phenomenal. Like, Kanye West says some stuff, and I'm just like, oh my God. College Dropout was bananas.
It's a great record. It's a great album.
Even little stuff, even in funny little songs like Gold Digger, I was like, oh my God, the workout plan, the stuff he was saying was just so clever, so smart, so innovative. And I also feel the way about Jay-Z as well. Yeah.
And for me, it's Biggie. It's either Biggie or Jay-Z to me. Biggie, I mean, and again, I didn't fall in love with Biggie until his movie came out, the movie about his life, and then after that, I started to listen to a lot of his songs, like Party and Bullshit is one of my favorite rap songs of all time. You know, he was an artist and a rapper that introduced this new type of rap and this new cadence into rap that people hadn't done before, and he was such an innovator. Imagine if he did not die, the amount of shit he would have done would have been so ahead of its time.
Well, he already said this every time. You know?
I know, but I mean, we would have had even more of it.
Well, I also think there is something about once you pass, you just kind of get like,
yeah,
pushed up to the next level anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was like that when he was alive, though.
Yeah, people, like, and Biggie Smalls was huge. He was like
literally physically.
Oh my God, he's dead. Jesus Christ, let the man die. Jesus Christ. But yeah, he was absolutely massive. I mean, I just think that Jay-Z just said some. I'm talking about his career. Stop. Grow up.
You know what you're doing. Y'all know Bobby know what he be doing too. Like, he was a massive, massive star.
You are so childish.
You know what? Someone tagged us on Twitter today, and I fucking was cracking up when we were at your house, and I was like, and he was like, "You put your fist, like you're gonna like physically strike me." I was like, "Oh my god!"
It was for whatever you were screaming at.
Well, you gonna fucking punch the roach?
I didn't know what it was, Monet. It was a natural reaction.
I was like, not bumping his fist up. Literally, you look like a fucking like the little Mortal Kombat screen before they go fight. I was like, no, Bob has his fist up. I was like, that is aggressive.
I think I want to be a rapper.
You like, want a
like,
rapper.
But I want to like do it, do it. I want to get in like beef with someone, like have it out. Can I tell you some queer rappers that I'm obsessed with right now?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be shouting out people. Okay, Misfit is this amazing rapper.
I don't know Misfit.
Misfit is a battle rapper from Brooklyn.
Oh.
She's lesbian. She's Puerto Rican. She's really, really great. Love Misfit. I love London B.
London B
was one of the finalists on Rhythm and Flow.
Oh my God. When we, a few in September, Bob was obsessed with London B. Every time I was at his house, every time we were together, Bob would play this motherfucking clip multiple times in our meetings.
I mean, it's so good.
Oh my God.
Listen to this, y'all.
Okay, well, will we get flagged for this? But we won't, right? Because it's not
no, it's you too.
This shit is crazy, Mike.
Girl.
See, it's a couple things
you probably didn't get. She was in a dream when I'm dreaming on a jet. It's this line here. You ready for it? Big dog pulling with your big paws, jumping like I'm crisscross. That's so good. She's so good. We should have her on the podcast.
Oh my God, we should. I want one of my tracks for my album.
She's so good. I've been in and out of cities, running out of states. I've been eating out of meat, running out of plates. If you knew me, you don't know me because I really changed. I ain't doing what I did. I was homeless with a kid. I was like, you better work. I ain't doing what I did. I was homeless with a kid. She's also queer.
Is she queer?
She's queer. She's married to a woman.
I love It's Your Boy Candy.
Oh my God. J Will / Candy is
Blunts
so funny.
And Bundles. Yeah. Let's take a break and we'll talk about some more rappers that we love.
It is 2020 and it's time to leave bad bras back in 2020, honey. You can easily find the perfect bra for you at Third Love. Third Love bras are designed for your perfect fit. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of people to design bras with all-day comfort and support. The fitting room quiz is a fun and super easy interactive experience that focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style to deliver bras and underwear that's perfect for you. Throughout the whole thing, fit styles are available for one-on-one chats to answer any questions. Better than a traditional bra fitting experience because this one you can do from the comfort and convenience of your own home. We tried it out and it is super quick, easy, and the results are great. The fitting room has helped 18 million people find their true bra size, and you could be next. Third Love stands behind their product. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free. Third Love's teams of expert fit stylists are available via chat or email to answer all of your questions. Third Love knows it's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/rivalry now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/rivalry for 20% off. Did you know that cats are carnivores that need lots of meat? How do you know I'm a proud cat aunt, so I look over Colleen and what she eats, all right? Now, most leading cat food brands are often filled with fillers, grains, and very little protein. That's why we switched to Cat Person Cat Food. It's everything Colleen needs to stay happy and healthy. High quality, high protein meals delivered right to the door, and they'll do the same for you. And if you order your starter box today, we arranged for Cat Person to provide an exclusive offer of nearly 50% off just for our listeners. Cat Person is protein packed and only uses wholesome ingredients. The food is grain free and low carb. There's no room for those unnecessary fillers you find in many other brands. Cat Person delivers delicious, nutritious, and high quality cat food right to your door. You will never run out or have to settle for what a store has. Meal plans are fully customizable for your cat and perfect for cats of all ages. There are 16 easy to serve wet cat foods and 13 dry foods, so you'll be sure to find some combination that your cat will love. Colleen is obsessed with her duck, beef, and tuna flavors, and they always ship for free with the meal plan. Now, I'm not gonna lie, my relationship with Monet's cat has always been a little, let's say, tenuous, but she's always happy to see me. When I bring her this food, honey, Cat Person knows that switching their food to something new can be very daunting. That's why they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on your custom plan.
You and your cat are going to love Cat Person just as much as we do. Go to catperson.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to save nearly 50% off on your starter box with free shipping. That's catperson.com/rivalry, code RIVALRY, to get nearly 50% off your starter box with free shipping.
So go check out J Will Candy. They have two like personas.
Yeah.
So J Will's like this butch, like queer man, and then Candy's like this like cunt, like
drag queen,
like rap bitch.
Yeah.
And you got to go check them out. They do like Freestyle Fridays. I was so excited to come out to LA and do, because they do these like mukbangs.
Oh, I'm doing one with him.
Good luck.
Why?
Move to Atlanta.
He moved to Atlanta?
Moved to Atlanta. When I moved here, the first thing I wanted to do, I was like, I'm coming to one of the mukbangs. I'm down. And she was like, oh, I live in Atlanta now.
Well, you know what? That's so funny. Because we were talking on Instagram before. We were talking about like doing some stuff together and some music. And I was like, when I move to LA, well, I'll get into popping. And I haven't reached out yet because I've only been here for, what, a week?
Yeah.
He moved to Atlanta?
Atlanta. Back in September. Like, right, like, bitch, we were on planes doing this.
Damn.
Well, actually, it was more like that. New York to Atlanta. But yeah, you know, they had some public beef with who's that comedian who wears, like, who does the hair and like has like a mustache, and
male or female?
It's a guy, and he like does drag but doesn't shave.
I have no idea. Oh, Quay?
Quay.
They had, wait.
I'm almost positive, because Candy called him out and was like, you reached out to me trying to get some, you know, Candy makes wigs. You tried to get some wigs, and then, like, there was something, and then, like, Quay was like, I think Candy was saying that Quay was, like, jocking her style. It was this whole thing. And it's wild. There's also this great rapper that I'm obsessed with now named Ocean Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Ocean Kelly. You love Ocean Kelly.
Ocean Kelly is so great. From Atlanta.
Atlanta. I told you you should have moved to Atlanta instead of LA, but you want to come to LA.
Ocean Kelly, go to my TikTok. Ocean Kelly posted a lucky verse, and that shit was great.
You love Ocean Kelly.
Ocean Kelly said, but I must concur, bitch, purr, bitch, drag every queen. Let me watch my burr, bitch. I was like, oh my God.
I love Saucy Santana.
But I must concur, bitch, purr, bitch.
I love Saucy Santana.
Saucy Santana.
I would tell y'all swear, and literally Saucy has a thing with Carisha, I'm pretty sure, on YouTube, where he's saying, because Saucy and Rolling Ray have this beef. They're always going back and forth. Yeah, Rolling Ray is the...
So if you don't know, Rolling Ray got, I think, most famous for being on an episode of, like, not Divorce Girl, one of those judge shows.
Yeah.
With Judge Lynn Toler. Whichever one...
It wasn't Lynn Toler.
It was because, like... Yeah, I remember them going, Judge Toler. I will never forget Roland Ray going, thank you, Judge Toler.
Yeah, Roland Ray.
And then one of my friends said, okay, Miss Girl, I am Judge Lynn. Yeah, anyway. So Roland Ray was on that show. Roland Ray
is the red piece.
He's a guy in a wheelchair. He's the most famous gay boy on wheels. That's his tag.
Yeah.
And then apparently him and Saucy Santana are like frenemies.
Yeah, they're like frenemies. They like be back and forth. And then Roland Ray put out a diss track on Saucy Santana, and Saucy Santana allegedly wrote Walk about Rolling Ray, which is so savage, but it's in there. It's like,
if you don't know, because the lyrics say, yeah, you talk a lot of shit, but let me see if you can walk,
walk, walk, walk, walk. So good.
It's not real.
It is real.
Yeah, I know you can talk. You talk a lot of shit, but let me. I wanted Monet to beef with.
Stop. 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 You stop. You stop. No, we're not doing that. You are so messy.
Honestly, it's a thing. Like, I want beef. I don't want to do any of that beef stuff. I don't want to engage in any actual. I just want to, like.
I think you do.
I just want to write some songs back and forth. I don't want to, like, confront or fight you. I just want to, like, have some little kitschy little songs here and there. But, like. Saucy Santana be getting shot at.
Girl, Saucy is a hood bitch.
Like, this too man.
and you live in LA, but somebody will drive down your block. You get in your car. Bitch, girl.
But I'm like, yeah, I just wanted to write some songs. Like, I'm not that, I would not be able to do that. I would not be able to be that kind of rapper.
I just want to make some music.
Like, whenever I watch battle rap, I'm like, this gun bars. I interviewed Misfit on my YouTube page.
Oh, word.
And I was like, dude, I don't know if y'all be really out here doing this gun stuff, but like, I don't want that in my life.
And what did she say? Do they do it?
She said, not everybody. She said, not everybody's about that life, but some of them are.
Work. I mean, I think so. I mean, Swazi Santana is famous for that video where he was literally driving his car and someone shot at his vehicle and he literally had a bullet graze him or hit him or whatever it was. And the police are there and everything. And Swazi, and they're not giving.
Let's go.
They're not giving.
Put a band-aid on my shit and let's go.
Put a band-aid on my shit and let's go. A band-aid on your bullet wound?
I don't want that lifestyle. But I do want to get in, like, also, you know, I am a comedian, and every once in a while, a song twinkles in my heart, mm-hmm. and I want to do it, but I don't want to, like, be a musician. I just want to, like, write some songs.
What are songs for me?
I did write for you, and then.
Yeah, and I made you go viral. You're welcome. Take these sponges, soak it up. Gonna laugh at the haters, yoke it up. Soak it up. To the brush of my eye and smoke it up. I'll stick one of them. Is you woke it up?
And that's, I did something right on that. Can we say it slowly? Can we put something in here?
Oh my God.
Say it for, do you remember?
Take these brushes.
Take these sponges, soak it up.
Gonna laugh at the haters, joke it up.
Take a brush to my eye and smoke it up.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Is you woken up?
Me and my girls be writing
his.
Me and my crew writing his. Bad bitches only, no room for bricks.
Make a couple G's.
Do it just for kicks.
Yo, you know my own song. Damn. Sponge is lit. Faith beat. I drop it.
But anyway, yeah.
That was a good writing.
I've written a couple of songs for other
Eureka.
I wrote Eureka's song, The Big Girl.
Which I heard she wrote that, but okay.
Well, you know.
I'm kidding.
I wrote The Big Girl for Eureka, the lyrics anyway. There was also some contribution for other people. I wrote the most lyrics for that song.
Do you have all that on your catalog? Years ago. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's years, because I remember when I was doing the credits for Soak It Up, none of this thing that you, like, none of your purse first is on there, none of that was on there. And I was like, does Bob know none of his stuff is on his catalog? You could be making coin thottas on this music. A lot of money. I'm just letting you know.
You know who else is
Also, you know your earrings are in different holes. Mm-hmm. This side is in like the higher hole. This side is in like the lower.
You know who no one talks about anymore at all?
Who?
Okay, let me not say that. I don't want to say no one talks about them anymore. That's like, I don't want to insinuate that this person is like not being talked about. But Miss Prada.
Oh my God. Well, he has a thing. He kind of like quit music, and then he also quit porn, and then he had like this whole, and then he was, then
the scammer.
He joined the scammer.
Yeah, scammer, yeah.
And then he kind of quit that too. He only does that sporadically. He has like a very, you know, up and down with all of it.
Really interesting relationship with the internet, but Miss Prada.
So talented.
Voodoo Pussy is a full box.
It is. And he has a beautiful dick.
And a voodoo pussy. I mean, like, y'all, there are some really amazing, but why are there no queer?
Like, super famous?
Why?
I think Swazi Santana might be the first one.
But I mean, at the Grammys, when you're at the Grammys, let's talk. Like, why isn't Swazi Santana at the Grammys?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, well, let's talk about some extra, I mean,
the brat.
Okay. But I mean, like, I guess in my head, I want them up where Megan is. I think a lot of time for a lot of women in rap, it's because if you're not hypersexual, you have a hard time making it.
Right.
What, dude?
Lil Nas X.
Oh. Bob! Lil Nas X! Oh my God, I can't believe you.
But be fair, Lil Nas X started rapping like 3 songs ago. He was
No, old
take my down he, to the old town.
No, that's Billy Ray Cyrus. He was rapping on that. He was rapping on that.
When it come when you want, come when you need. Okay, not the Lil Nas X erasure.
Girl, we should have Lil Nas X on the podcast.
But not after this.
Although they hate when we have guests, they're like, we just want to hear you guys talk.
Well, this is a lot of episodes. There's a lot of this. It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, but I see what you're saying. In theory, there should be more.
I'm shook.
There should be more. Like think about how many queer people that are rapping and are very good rappers.
And are writing.
And writing. There should be more.
Well, you know, so here's the thing that I want to talk about too, because there's a few like artists who have had like really tumultuous relationships with the internet. Azealia Banks.
Oh yeah, she is so brilliant. But she's no one like Kanye. She has a lot going on that she needs help with.
Chica had a really tumultuous relationship with the internet.
Such a good
where she came out and retired, and then
but did she retire for real?
I don't know. She seems really upset. Yeah. Like she said some really inflammatory things. Fans were saying inflammatory things toward her. It got wild. It got really wild.
And to be fair, I get it. Like, there comes a point where
Cupcake also had a thing,
but she's still rapping.
So yeah, well, the thing is, Cupcake, trigger warning for suicidal ideation. Cupcake, Azealia Banks, and Chica all had. I'm used to reading it. All had moments where they publicly exclaimed they were having struggles with suicidal ideation.
Really, Chica did that?
Yeah. It got really wild. She could, like, because a lot of fans were like, I don't even want, it's wild. So what happened was she performed at the GLAAD Awards. Mm-hmm. Where I won one. She performed at the GLAAD Awards, and some people didn't like her performance. And then it got to her. They were saying they didn't like the performance. She goes, you know what? I'm retiring. And then people who hated her were like, great, we're celebrating. Right. They were to boost up their, like, lady rappers they want. You know, like, your shit, this one we want. And then she tweeted out, I hope you die, like in real life. And then it started snowballing because all the fans were saying it to her. All the fans were saying, like, I hope you die. And then she said it back to them. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, got on video and was like, you know what? I have problems with suicidal ideation.
Really?
Those were not her words. Her words were, I hope you do die, because I'm going to kill myself too. Let's do it together. Those were the words that she said. And it became this big, big thing where she just got wrapped up. And Cupcake was having issues where she was talking about it. Azealia Banks. So I really feel like that we need to talk about the way that the fandom, the way that the industry is treating these Black women in the hip-hop industry. That they are driven to this space. All in the past, within the past 12 months, mm-hmm. three. That's wild.
Well, I also think it's a case
of... And these are all women who are basically at the very top of, like, underground artists.
Right.
I mean, Chica was nominated for Chica. Was nominated for a Grammy this past year.
Yeah, she was. And I think, you know, not saying that what she said was right, but I think that for people in the limelight, in the spotlight, as... fans often think that they can say whatever you want, whatever they want to you, and like you don't treat them that way, you don't speak to them that way, but they come out of their face and they say some of the most disgusting, mean, and nasty things to you.
Cousins.
So sometimes you feel like, you know what, if you think you can say this to me, I'm gonna say it to you, and then they're like, I can't, but you can, how dare you say that to me?
They always say the same thing. I'm 13. Nigga, prove it.
Okay, so you can say to me, I can say to you.
Who's your homeroom teacher?
You know what I mean? So I think that maybe some of that was it for her. But also at the same time, I saw her post on Instagram. She was like, I posted my GLAAD award and no one cared. So I deleted it. I'll just post pictures of my dog. And I think that when you look at people like Megan Thee Stallion and female rappers who are having such a good time, you're like, well, and she's just as talented as them, if not more, you know, not trying to diminish Megan, whatever, but she's, I personally, for me, Chica is just her style. Everything.
Do you remember when I used to show you that clip of Chica from years ago? I was like, oh my God, I found this girl. She's amazing.
She's so good. So
if I think I was that a she's man, like, I'd be on by now. I'd be paying people just to write songs by now. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah. So she's like, why am I not getting that same love and success like her? And I think it's a thing. Like, because Megan Thee Stallion has this body that a lot of girls are getting their body chopped women
in
like.
There are some women in hip hop who are making without over sexualizing. There's also nothing wrong.
Absolutely not.
Your body. But when someone like Missy Elliott makes it really far in the music industry, it is an anomaly. Yeah. That is the exception.
The norm, yeah.
That is the exception to the rule. The fact that Missy has made it this far wearing almost exclusively hoodies and baggy jeans is is one, a testament to her extreme talent as a producer and a singer and a rapper and a dancer and a showman and a performer and all that stuff. But she is an anomaly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the norm. So hopefully in the future that does change. And I mean, I would maybe, again, I keep on saying it, maybe we can have Chica on the podcast. I fucking love Chica.
I love her too. I hope that she's out there, if you're listening, which I mean, I don't know, you're out there just taking care of your mental health. And y'all, just like,
be easy, chill, stop.
Yeah, like, if you like, and also if you are like some kid who's like thinking about bullying, just put your phone down.
I never
go watch fucking Pokemon or some shit.
Like, I never, like, it's that thing also on Drag Race Girls where they don't like a look. So instead of just tweeting on their own thing, I didn't like Bob the Drag Queen's look. You don't need to tag me. If you want to tag me, sure. But then they're like, that's when I was like, you know, I'm going to go and comment on his photo shoot that he took, that he paid his money for. I'm going to comment on that thing so that he sees it.
That is a underselling of what they're doing. It's more than
I'm like, but
the fans are like, you kicked my favorite queen off. So now I'm going to slide into your inbox and say, if I see you on the subway platform, I'm pushing you in front of the train.
It's crazy.
That is so much more than being like, not my favorite look. This is wild.
Yeah.
That's driving people to do this, like, to self-harm sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of wild. It's also because they see celebrities as sort of removed from them. They're like, I can say that.
They also think that...
money.
They think that money is the answer to everything.
Money cures everything, apparently.
And if not money, then at least fame, just being known by multiple people is like the answer to...
And it's not.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, but this is
you're
a great
out of time.
Episode.
Jacob and I are going to keep on talking.
Jacob, you want to come over and sit in this seat? All right. Well, yeah, you want to do the sign off?
Yeah, get out.
I'm gonna do the Jacob.
Oh my God, Bob, you look so different.
I'm doing keto. I've lost a lot of weight.
Bob is a... All right, girl, we did it.
We did it.
Another episode of Sibling Rivalry.
Another episode.
I hope you have a good week.
You too.
You and all your projects and everything.
Yeah.
Work.
All right.
All right,
y'all. What a lovely time.
Lovely. You never used that word before.
I use it all the time. Really? I don't know what you're talking about. Roll the tape. Because I want to clip together me saying lovely in every past episode. We'll do a Patreon poll.
Nailed it.
A podcast network.